Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Eid Khutbah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. All praises are due to Allah, who has perfected upon us His favor. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And we bear witness that our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his slave and messenger. فَاللَّهُمَ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلِّمْ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And Ibrahim, when he advised his people and said, worship Allah and have consciousness of Him, for that is better for you if you truly knew. Ayyuhal Muslimun, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Inna a'zama al-ayyami 'inda Allahi tabarak wa ta'ala yawmun nahri. Indeed, the greatest of days in the sight of Allah is the day of sacrifice. And this khutbah comes to you on the day of sacrifice. So what is it that is so great? And why is it that we draw so nearer to Allah through such sacrifices? The reason why is because many years ago our father Ibrahim alayhi salam made a choice. He loved his son, but he loved Allah more. And so when it appeared to him that the commandment had come down to sacrifice its son, he was fulfilling of that command. But it wasn't his son that was slaughtered. Rather, it was the attachment to other than that. And so it was his attachment to anything that could compete with his love for Allah that he was willing to slaughter. And the beauty of such sacrifice is this. Once you let go of your attachment, what you love is given back to you. But now in a purer and better form, because you come to love it through Allah. So let us ask ourselves in these beautiful days of sacrifice, which are the attachments that we need to slaughter? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about that great occasion, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. And so pray to your Lord and sacrifice for Him alone. In other words, the intent on this day is for us, through the symbolism of the ritual sacrifice, to sacrifice and remove from our hearts kullu shay'in siwa, everything else that competes as an absolute alongside Allah. And this is the significance of Eid al-Adha. This is the sunnah of our father Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, as he said to his son, Ya bunayya, inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka. فَانْظُرْ مَادَ تَرَىٰ. O my son, indeed I have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice you. So what do you think? What is it that you see? And so by asking his son, Sayyidina Ibrahim made a part and parcel of this great act, not just his own devotion to Allah, but the devotion of his son. Because his son responded by saying, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. He said, O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, insha'Allah, min as-sabirin. He didn't say you will find me in the sabirin, because he didn't make the sabr, the ability to be steadfast, the ability to be patient, an attribute of himself. Rather, it itself was an ata from Allah. And so they both passed the test. They both set forth the example of those who are willing to sacrifice everything they can for Allah. For just as Sayyidina Ibrahim was willing to sacrifice his most prized, his most deep belonging, his sense of his son, so was his son willing to sacrifice his life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then set them both as an example for us to follow. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And when they both submitted, and when he put him down upon his forehead, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. We called him and said, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَقْتَ رُؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You have indeed fulfilled the vision, and like this is how we reward those who do good. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. Indeed, that was a clear trial. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed him with a clear sacrifice. In other words, the intent was always just to test that desire. How much is the Islam? How much is that submission to Allah? And so by this ritual sacrifice that came to symbolize that moment of submission to Allah, then Eid al-Adha became Sa'id, became something that we rejoice in. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. Ibadallah. O you who are claiming to be from those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our forefather Sayyidina Ibrahim was from the greatest of prophets, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about him. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Remember in the book the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Indeed, he was a truth, a siddiq, someone of true sincerity as a prophet. And his sincerity was such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the laqab, gave him the title of Khalil, the intimate companion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Sayyidina Ibrahim as a khalil, an intimate companion. And as for us, he made him for us an imama. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. That indeed I will make you for the people an imam. And not just any leader, not just a leader, but a leader who was an ummah, who was a nation unto himself. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا. That's indeed Sayyidina Ibrahim was a comprehensive leader, just like a nation. He was a ummah, and he was qanitan. He was someone who was devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hanifah, someone who would always incline to purity and truth. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally tells us, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. He says, for you, there is the best of examples in following Ibrahim. Why ultimately, brothers and sisters, why is he the best of example? To go back to how we started off this Eid khutbah. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. For when his Lord said to him, أَسْلِمْ, submit, he said, I have submitted to the Lord of all the dominions. And so that is the message of Eid al-Adha. That is the message that we too are being asked to submit, to renew our submission. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. فَاللَّهُمَّ أَدِمْ عَلَى الْوَطْنِ الْخَيْرَاتِ وعلى قلوبنا المصرات وارزقنا شكر نعمتك ووفقنا لطاعتك أجمعين وطاعة رسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وطاعة من أمرتنا بطاعة عملا بقوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول أولي الأمر منكم نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن العظيم وبسنة نبيه الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم قول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفر إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر 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 ولله الحمد. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a praise that's deserving to Him. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika. And we testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Him and His oneness. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadan abdullahi wa rasuluhu. Fallahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about our father Ibrahim, as we said at the end, so that we can follow him as an example, so that he can become someone we emulate. That's why elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And then we reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who, those who follow him, to follow the religion, the path of Ibrahim, inclining towards the truth, for he was not of those who associated with Allah. And this was the beauty of Sayyidina Ibrahim. He was someone who was khalis, and someone purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dominant manifestation of that sincerity, was that he was someone who had hilm, someone who was halim. That's why Sayyidina Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him by saying, Inna Ibrahim لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهٌ مُنِيبٌ. That indeed Ibrahim was forbearing, grieving, and frequently a person of doing inaba, munibun. He was turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so these are the stifat, brothers and sisters. These are the people that we have to emulate. We have to be people of hilm. We have to be people of gentleness. We have to be people who turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be people of rahmah. Let us not forget that was the dominant attribute of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, who was not sent except to be a mercy unto all the worlds. And so one of the main pertinent du'as of Sayyidina Ibrahim, when he said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعْلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And Sayyidina Ibrahim, when he raised the foundations of the sacred house, he made dua that make this a place that's aminan, make this a place that's secure, and give its people thamarat, fruits of this life and the next. So we should also want amana, we should also want peace and security for the people wheresoever they are, and we should be those who are always being part of the problem, not being part of the solution, helping people in need. And the person who helps the people in need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us from his vast bounty and generous kindness to actualize humanity, to make us devoted to him, to make us of those who are devoutly obedient to him, to help those around the world, to be always part of the solution and never part of the problem. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And we end with the dua of our father Sayyidina Ibrahim, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, give us the good of this life and the good in the next life, and save us from the punishment of hellfire. وكل عام وأنتم بخير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.